Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you...
I need to speak to Chris. Because I met him last week at Anfield and told him that it was my guilty pleasure.
Oh, really?
And that
Chris?
It was the man I'd most like to have a meal with in the evening. And do you know what? He said he'd give me a mention last week and he didn't.
Debbie, I was saving it for this week. I knew you'd call in eventually.
I wanted to thank you because you absolutely made my day, because last week Liverpool were dreadful. It was a terrible match. I'd driven down with my son from Glasgow.
Yeah.
They were slow. They were lethargic. They couldn't even be bothered to take a throw-in. So, Robbie, I just did a baby reindeer and stared at Chris all through the match.
If you two had a meal together, what do you think you would have? What would you have, Chris? What would you make, Chris? Would you make anything, Chris? What would your speciality be, Chris?
Whatever Debbie wanted, you know.
What would you want, Debs?
Oh, I think a nice pasta dish.
I can boil a kettle, do a bit of pasta, Debbie. That's easy. So I mean, let's get it on then.
Well, next time you're up in Glasgow. You know where I am. Look, you've just done the commentary on these last two matches, and we have just been chalk and cheese from Liverpool. I can't understand Bournemouth going there today when they just watch the key to beating Liverpool or keeping them to draws, which is this low block, which even the Klopp we struggled with.
I think that's a really valid point. But Bournemouth play that way. They're expansive. They like to press high. But I totally take your point. The way that Nottingham Forest frustrated Liverpool last week, I mean, that's the blueprint, really, to play against Liverpool. Mo Salah and Diaz, they thrive off space.
But you know what, though, Chris and Debs, last week, all I heard, and I watched pundits talking about Nottingham Forest winning at Anfield. And all I heard for the next few days, well, Liverpool players, international duty, they all travelled around the world. Didn't Nottingham Forest players were away as well? But all I heard, Liverpool players will be tired. You know, I didn't anybody...
Who said that, Rob?
Well, lots of people, ex-Liverpool players in the media.
I don't know. Do you think they were just complacent that it had been so long since Nottingham Forest, had won, and they were just thinking this will be a stroll because... I don't know. There was just no energy there at all. I mean, hats off, credit to Notts Forest. And the goal was brilliant. Chris almost looked disappointed when the goal went in. I was watching him closely.
Oh, wow. There you go, Chris.
When are you next down at Liverpool, Debbie?
Oh, well, that's a sad thing, you see. That was my last match with my son before he moved abroad. So that was the song, the swamp song, and it was a disaster. So that's why I'm phoning, because you may, oh, I'm still buzzing. In fact, you're on my son's wall. I've already got this selfie. It's been sent away. You've got prime position in the bedroom.
Oh, lovely. Well,
I think to my husband's horror.
Can't get any greater compliment than that. Stay in touch, Debbie.
Will do. All thanks, right, Debbie. Great show. I love listening to you.
Cheers, Debbie. Thanks. Oh, wow. Well, Chris, you're on Debbie's wall in the bedroom.
I'm blushing, Rob. I mean, wow.
Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable. Sajid, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you, boys. How are you?
Sajid, am I on your wall in the house at all?
You get in there, Chris. You get in there.
So
you're not just yet.
Right. So you're a Manchester United fan. What did you make of the performance tonight?
Should have. Well, again, no consistency. But performance-wise, yeah, okay.
Should Martinez? Did he deserve a red card? Do you think for that challenge in the first?
Unfortunately, I'm partially impaired blind, so I can't watch games. But. I was actually listening to it, and Martinez is just Martinez, isn't he? You know, he's one of those players where he's like, he reminds me of Robbie, basically, fully wholehearted, but sometimes doesn't know what he's doing. But he's a good defender. But from what I'm hearing, he should have been sent off. But I just want to make a couple of points. The first thing I wanted to make a point was, I know you're a big Ange Postecoglou fan.
Yeah, he is.
Honest,
yeah.
Ridiculous thing about him. Basically, being shown the door at Tottenham, that's absolute nonsense. I think he's the best thing that Tottenham's actually had. You know, he's the best manager Tottenham have had for a very, very long time. Mm. Yes, I know you two have a banter about not doing basically well. Winning trophies, etc., etc.
They're doing well, the tenth. They're doing well.
Yeah, I appreciate the tenth, but that doesn't make him a bad manager.
No, it doesn't. I'm saying the 10th.
The season doesn't end in September. The season ends in May. I'm not basically trying to be clever or anything, but yeah. I think he needs to be given, you know, he needs to be given a little bit of respect. He's a good manager.
I agree.
And I think he deserves a little bit of credit. And secondly, this thing about players going on strike. I mean, that's an absolute joke. Complete utter joke. I'm a professional. I work for the local authority. If I went to my boss and said, I'm going on strike because I'm tired, this, that and the other, they'll just show me the door. These guys are professionals. Appreciate you need to have a rest. I also appreciate that they've got, obviously, responsibilities. They're humans at the end of the day. I do appreciate that. But to come out and say they could potentially strike, no. That's just absolute... That's not acceptable.
So when
and then they've got youth as well. What kind of an example is that on grassroots football as well?
Mm. I think that's a really interesting point you make, and I mean just from the language Rodri used though about and the inference that's a possibility. Is Rodri speaking for all professional footballers there, Sajid? Do you think?
I think it's not only him. I think Alisson as well.
But as far as I can see, the point I'm trying to make is this is just for the really elite players, isn't it? So you're talking about Manchester City players, Liverpool players, you know, top level players, Arsenal players, and the possibility of them playing a high number of games is there because of international football, European football, and what have you, but. For a lot of Premier League players, that isn't the case. So Rodri is only speaking for a very small percentage of players. So, I mean, it's unrealistic, isn't it?
It is unrealistic, absolutely. And they've got squads. Man City, look, listen, I'm a United fan, but you've got to give Man City credit. They're the best in the world at the moment. You know, they're untouchable at the moment. Everything is basically, every department, you look at every department in the team, it's like goal for them, from Edison to the reserve goalkeeper, and then obviously Haaland as well. They've got a fantastic squad. It's all about squad game. You've got to use it. You've got to utilize your squad accordingly. But to say you're going to go on strike, I mean, no, that's just. That's I can't imagine you and I can imagine Robbie, but I can't imagine you going on strike, Chris.
Why would I go on strike?
Macclesfield Town.
No. Listen, we wouldn't go on strike. No, listen, I wouldn't go on strike. You know, listen, the thing for me, Sajid, was at the time of the year when Blackburn or Birmingham had the busiest period over the Christmas period, that's why, when I come into my home, that's when I played my best football, because one thing I could do, I could run and I could recover well. So those periods, I wanted more games because I knew against my opposition I could run all over them because I was... my recovery rate and the way I could run, and Chris will say that, as well as I could play a little bit. And do you know what, on that, it's quite funny actually, I'm going off topic here a little bit, Saj. Did anybody see the Barnsley's manager's interview after the Man United game? Do you see it, Chris?
Nope.
Saj?
Go on.
It was really good because they got beat 7-0 Barnsley, and you know, not these exact words, but it was like, you know, if any of my players come to me on a Monday after watching Premier League football and said, he's rubbish, I think you'll realise now after losing 7-0 how hard it is to play consistently in the Premier League. And I thought it was a brilliant interview. Right. If you've not seen it, Chris, so when people people say, well, he's rubbish, playing the Premier League week in, week out, they're top players. And it was a brilliant interview. Saj, thank you so much for the call.
Just quickly, Rob, on the on the strike thing, and you know, put this out there. I mean, so Rodri goes on strike. I mean that. So I mean, he has his contract. I mean, if in a normal job you went and asked to, have a couple of weeks off, you'd have your pay docked, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and the fans. Where's the fans in all this? You know, the fans who follow their team up and down, you know, Europe, Chris. You know, I was in Europe this week. I think you might have been, and seeing the the fans, what it takes to get there, and they're buzzing, they're happy, they want to watch their teams abroad, they want to see all the games. So again, if you've got an opinion on that, 08085 909 693, and the nation's number one football phone in, Christopher. James is a West Ham fan. Coming up after Josh, who's an Everton fan. How are you, Josh?
Good, I'll be all right, Chris. You're okay, lad.
Hello, Josh.
All right, Josh.
Are you happy today, Josh? Point on the board.
Yeah, decent enough point. Keeps us, well, starts us in going in the right direction, doesn't it? I mean, yeah, we've been in front again, not been able to see the game out. Obviously frustrating for Sean and the lads, but I'd like us to start keeping clean sheets, boys, because that's what we were doing last season. That's what Sean's teams are built on: resilience, fortitude, and the right attitude. But I just think, for whatever reason, it's going a bit sour in that respect. I've written down a question for you, Chris. You know, as a former centre half of sorts, you know, you obviously played in sporadic senses throughout your career. But I want to get your thoughts on, you know, like Jared Branthwaite hasn't been involved this season, has he? And it's the obvious thing to say that the absence of Branthwaite is probably contributing to all this. But what's your thoughts on Tarkowski and Branthwaite's partnership and their credentials at centre half? And you know, when Branthwaite does eventually come back, do you think we'll start to see that positive correlation? In terms of keeping these clean sheets, being tougher to break down,
totally,
things like that, Chris.
I think the point, and I'm sure Rob would agree about, you look back to last season, were Everton the fourth stingiest team or the fifth stingiest team? You know, they didn't
get 13 clean sheets, Chris.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
And then you think of Branthwaite's importance. I would go as far to say he's probably Everton's most important player and was last season. So for Sean Dyche to actually start the season without one of his key guys in there, that's a massive loss. And look, that's not going to change everything, but when he comes back, I suspect it will give players in and around him, Jordan Pickford as well, a greater confidence. Everton look like they can nick a goal, but it's a very un-Sean Dyche-like team, isn't it, where they're conceding goals so cheaply, Josh?
Yeah, well, this is what the problems for me are anyway. The fact that we've gone from being that resolute, defensive, organised team last season that are capable of winning games 1-0, you know, making Goodison a tough place to come, nicking the odd result away from home and being quite compact and quite resolute, to what we're seeing now. We're sort of far too easy to play against, Chris and Robbie, and it was sort of evident through the Bournemouth game more than anything. To be 2-0 up at home with 4 minutes to go, you know what I mean? You have to see that game out. That could be 3 points that's crucial come the end of the season. This is what's panicking me a bit, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm in no fear of, you know, Sean's the right man to turn it round. I've been on the show and said that. But,
a lot of Everton fans right now disagree, though, Josh, don't they? There has been a turn, I think, in a large number of Everton fans' attitude towards Sean Dyche. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, 100%. But then my comeback question to that would be, A, who's going to come in, Chris? And B, are they going to be able to work with this limited pool of players and really turn it round? Because, you know, you'd be looking for the impact. But I mean, we're not moving into the new ground till next season. So the manager that was coming in would probably be for that short spell, wouldn't he? To sort of get us through this season. You know, Sean's sort of the perfect guy for that. But yeah, I totally agree with you, Chris. Like, the rumblings from the fans might be what ultimately forces the board of directors. Because, you know, like the fans pay good money to go and watch this team week in, week out. So if the frustration's building as it has been, and obviously the results are sort of reflecting it, aren't they? You know, 3-0 at home to Brighton, 4-0 away to Tottenham. You know, damning results such as this, where we haven't been doing what we've been doing last season. Then yeah, we might have to make the change. But no, that's sort of a question for you as an ex-player, Chris. Like, what sort of manager did you think could come in and shake this team up, maybe?
I think it's quite simple, this. I actually think if Sean Dyche stays, Everton stay up. I think changing... you know what you're going to get with Sean Dyche. And you know, he's working with a limited squad. And, you know, you can get some fanciful manager in and think there's going to be a great turnaround in the way that Everton play. But I think, you know, if you looked at last season, if you're an Everton fan, you get Branthwaite back in, then I think things will improve. But let's put that out there, Rob, to other Everton fans. So, OK, well, you're not happy with Sean Dyche. Well, tell us who could get a better job. Who's out there realistically?
Obviously, do you think then Dyche would have Spurs higher than 10th if he was manager of them?
Why are you going on about
Spurs? Quick question. Obviously, not going to answer it. Right, let's go to James, West Ham fan. How are you, James?
Not too good, Robbie and Ooh. Chris. I've spoken to you before. I think West Ham are in a lot of trouble. They just didn't seem with it today.
Were you a fan of Moyes, James? James, you've been on the show quite a lot. Were you a fan of Moyes? Did you want Moyes to stay or did you want him out?
I was and I wasn't. I was when he first started out because he kept us up.
So the end, did you want him out?
He's the sort of manager that keeps clubs up. And
did you want him out at the end?
Well, yeah, I did at the time.
Did you boo him? Were you one of the fans who booed him?
Not really, no. No, because at least they did have a bit more of a fight about them than they have done for the first part of this season, where they've now lost three games at home.
So obviously you're going to give this new manager, you know, at least 6 months.
Well, I think Christmas, and then, as I said to you before, and I think I've brought him up many a time, Scott Parker. You know, he was a leader when we had him for a spell at West Ham. He was a good leader, a good captain, and he's doing a good job at Burnley. I think at the time before they appointed David Moyes, I think it possibly was it when Manuel Pellegrini was in charge. I think back then, possibly, they were looking at Scott Parker way back then. And another possible name that I personally think would have done a good job was Brendan Rodgers.
He's at a huge club north of the border, James.
I think the money was right. He might have gone to West Ham at the time.
Oh, come on. He wouldn't want to downgrade and go to West Ham from Celtic.
And they don't seem to be playing at this new ground, do they? You know, let's face it, they're not. There's no atmosphere to what they used to be at the old ground.
Yeah, well, James, here's one I keep hearing from West Ham fans about, you know, they wanted a manager in to play the West Ham way. And that's obviously a more expansive brand of football. But is this on Lopetegui, right? And I say that because was the director, the sporting director, director of football last year, David Moyes, when it was coming to the end, I think he was actually banned from the dressing room. And they were interviewing managers. I mean, it was very, very public. I mean, and then the players seemed to lose motivation towards the end of the season because they knew that David Moyes was off. So is it on Lopetegui or is this on the decision makers at West Ham?
I think it's on the decision makers. I think it has a band on the owners because if you're well aware, the players they've brought in, and they've had a habit of doing this in the past, especially the last few seasons. I mean, they brought Scamacca in. It never worked. It got injured. I mean, they had...
You spent 120, 130 million in the summer as well.
Yeah, when we spent all this money again on, and I think the German, Füllkrug, yeah, is injured. But the big problem, and it's been like that for years, is the defence. You know, I mean, if you saw it today, I don't know if you actually see the game or not, but it was great.
Yeah, well, I had Chelsea. Yeah, I had Chelsea in my top four. Chris laughed at me.
They were backing it. I actually had it down as a draw, and I had Palace Man United down as a draw.
I was wondering who you were talking about there, the centre forward. Furlogger, I thought, blimey, is that a new sign? Another sign they've made?
I can never pronounce their name.
Yeah, Fulcrum.
Can I say a big hello to a player that was once at West Ham? He worked his way up through the youth academy. I don't know if you're well aware that he plays for non-league Chatham Town, Freddie Sears. Now he scored four goals in six.
Wow.
Yeah, set up the goal again today, though they lost, actually.
What step are Chatham?
They're in Isthmian Premier. They've come up three leagues. So Robbie may be aware, being he's, of course, non-league with Macclesfield. And I think they're ones to watch in the Cup. On their day, they're quite capable of beating anyone. They've got a good striker called Jamie Ealer there, and they've got Freddie Sears up front with his experience, of course, having been ex-West Ham, Colchester, and...
Okay, James, thank you. I'm sure we'll keep an eye out for Freddie Sears and Chatham. You know, the FA Cup is next week, Chris. Thank you. Let's go to George Cummins, Christopher, who's with the Manchester United manager, Erik ten Hag.
Thanks, Robbie. Erik, your thoughts on your side's performance this evening?
I think we let the opponent alive in the first half. We played some good football, in and out of possession, so happy with that. But yeah, we should have been more clinical, more decisive in the opponent's box. And then second half, I think, was more in balance, and I think more equal, and both teams could have scored a goal in the second half. Final, I have to say. We are not happy because we didn't win after such a good first half. But then you have to take the point, and that is what we better did as against the game against Brighton, where we lose him in the final stages of the game.
You mentioned that first half. How do the players feel? Do they feel that they've let Crystal Palace off the hook? Because I think I counted them five really good first chances. You hit the bar twice with Rashford and Bruno. You're shaking your head now, but do the players feel they've let Palace off the hook?
Yeah, Garnacho hit the bar. And then in the rebound, Bruno as well. And we had some more good chances. Yeah, it's very disappointed that you don't take the chances, because I thought we were out of possession. We had very good pressing, totally dominant. And also in possession, we had very good structures, and we found our free players, and we had some great attacks.
That said, Palace did have a couple of good chances in the second half. What did you make of the double save by Onana? He's had a great week for you, hasn't he, with the penalty last week against Southampton?
He's brilliant. He's in a brilliant form. We have now three clean sheets, and definitely he takes part in this, because he had some great save. You mentioned already the penalty save, but that double save on that first that shot from Nketiah, I thought, and then in the rebound from Sarr, that is great. That is world class.
And a word on Lisandro Martinez. There's a feeling from some of the Palace players that he should have been sent off for the two-footed lunge. I just wondered if you had a comment on that.
He took a risk, but I think he was on the ball, and he didn't hit any opponent there. So I think a booking, but he should take more control.
Thanks for joining us on 606. Thank you.
Thank you so much, George. Let's go to Steve, who's a Crystal Palace fan. How are you, Steve?
Well, don't know what to say, really. We're at the tail end of last season. We were just beating everybody, and we were playing a really good open game. But because we were scoring, it didn't match a conceded. Now, we've kind of gone a bit flat. I know we've lost Elise and Anderson, but the first half I listened to it, it was awful. United should have been outside. I think the Man United manager's probably been a bit kind, because I think they had five corners in the first 13 minutes. I'm thinking, what the hell's going on here? And Glasner, he's talked it down. He said, don't expect what we had last season. But I think what Chris said, he's surprised they haven't carried the momentum through to this season, because we've dominated some games and we've got nothing. And now it's going to get harder to win the next coming games coming up. Yes, they didn't lose. I'm grateful for a point. But I don't feel happy about the way it's done. I mean, they all seem a bit disjointed, and they keep giving the bloody ball away. You can't do that to Man United, and you've got Liverpool coming up soon as well.
Look, I suppose, Steve.
Any positives?
From my perspective, Steve, did Oliver Glasner not overachieve last season? Transforming the brand of football which Palace played. I mean, you know, Palace fans wanted Hodgson out because of the negative brand of football.
Yeah, he was flat and he was a bit... See, with Roy, he was short of a couple of wins, wasn't he? We kept conceding goals in the last minute. We had injuries. Those final seven games, we had a bonus because Luton got hammered. We won at Liverpool, 8 points clear. We're safe. So the confidence comes through. And if you look at the teams who finished above, we had our purple patch at the end of the season. Those had it in middle of the season. Brighton had it at the beginning. It's not so much he overachieved. I think it's just when we had that, it all clicked. I can't understand why you've kind of gone into this in our shell a little bit. Yeah? And I get worried because as it goes on and you don't win, you're going to stay in that little bit. And I know Steve Parish, you'll call the manager side and say, look, we've got to get some results because the natives will get restless.
Do you know what? I think there's need for patience. So first game of the season away at Brentford, close game. You lost to West Ham, a game that you should never have lost. Just off memory. I mean, you dominated the game, and West Ham sort of suckered you really. And then a point away at Chelsea isn't a disaster.
No.
Two behind at Leicester, you come back and get a point, but I suppose because Leicester have got or come up from the Championship, there's that disappointment,
defending was awful.
Yeah.
Defending was awful. But we were lucky with the MVR, weren't we?
Yeah, but having said all that, a point against Manchester United, who I do...
It's a good one, I know. Yeah.
So,
but I just think we don't seem to start well sometimes. You know, if we'd had a couple of wins somewhere, it wouldn't be okay. But as I said, I've been a Palace fan since 1972. You sort of sense things. You know when they're going to do well, and you think, no, we're going to have a dip. And that's Palace, unfortunately. They're never going to win a bloody trophy, and I'd like them to do it. They don't seem to want to go up to that level to get into Europe.
I think
they don't quite do it.
They were trying with Glasner, weren't they? You know, the fact of the matter is, I think that I may be wrong here, Steve, but I think this is Palace's one of their most successful periods in the history
in terms of
consistency, Premier League football, and you know, the criticism of Palace is they always finish in around mid table.
Yeah, and the only team to do it, I think, consistently in 11 years.
Yeah,
everything points to an average team. I'm not too disappointed, but I would think that if they want to go to that level, they've got to keep building, because I was disappointed we let Elise go.
But exactly. Well, how do you replace him?
Why didn't he stay for one season more?
Because
he's got to Bayern Munich and play in the Champions League.
I know, I understand that, but I thought he would, because he was injured a lot, I thought he probably would have stayed one more just to see, because he's only young, isn't he? He can go to Bayern Munich later on in his career.
No, he might not be able to. What if he got injured, a bad injury? He's got to Bayern Munich.
Well, you're footballers, you know, you've got to grab that opportunity. My point of view, I'm disappointed that Elise went. I really was.
Steve, put yourself.
Just got to stop you there, Steve, because Oliver Glasner is now with George Cummins.
Thanks, Robbie. Oliver, what do you make of Palace this evening?
Well, I think first half, Dean Henderson kept us in the game and kept us alive. And I think with some clear words at halftime, and the switch of the mindset of the players, and then playing a second half in a completely different way, being much more compact and also creating clear chances for us. So this is how we want to play. But of course, we needed a great goalkeeper. Fortunately, we had a great goalkeeper today, and so. At the end, with our big chances in second half, I think the point is okay, and that's what we take from this evening.
You took Adam Walton and Mateta off. Was that because of how Man United played, or was that because they got picked up injuries? What was the thinking behind that?
No, we needed to change something, because if we would have continued playing like first half, we would have lost the game. So we needed more runs in behind. We needed more to attack the space in behind, to play more direct to their goal. This is what Ismail Assar's big strengths, and we could see it today. And we needed also physical presence in midfield, because we lost, I think, almost any duel in the first half. And so this was with Ismaila and with Jeff Schlemmer, we got this. But they couldn't change the game, so they also needed the different mindset of our players. So in the first half, when we started to play, for example, free kicks, let's say on the 40-yard line,
we always played back to Dean Henderson. So this is just we played too cautious, and then it looked like it was a little bit of fear, and this is how we don't want to play. In the second half, when we had free kicks there, we played forward to find the players. We moved better and then going in behind and also threatened them. And so I think overall, with the subs, with the change of the mindset, we got this point.
You mentioned Dean Henderson. He was great today, wasn't he? But how good can he be for you this season, just to have a good, consistent season and playing every week?
Well, he can be very good. He showed it today. He showed it in many games. He showed it last season. So we got the win at Anfield Road with the great Dean Henderson as well. And this we need. But also I think, you know, the two clean sheets today is not to praise one of the managers for a great tactical behaving of the team. So I think Onana and I also had unbelievable two saves, and this is the reason why it's a 0-0. But there were too many chances, and Dean was in the first half especially very important for us.
And a word on Lisandro Martinez. He'd done the two-footed challenge. Dean Henderson wasn't happy. We spoke to the PGMOL, who said it was reckless, not dangerous. I just wondered if you had a view on whether Martinez was lucky to stay on the pitch.
No, I don't know. Which situation?
It was a tackle in the second half. We sort of done the two-footed lunge.
Yeah, on the edge of our box. Yes, this was my thinking during the game. That was tough. I think, fortunately, he touched the ball. Because if we play the ball and he jumps like this on the shin... on the shin, he breaks the leg. So yes, but I don't want to give a comment on a referee's performance. So, you know, because last time was a VAR decision for us. Then at Brentford we had a decision against us, so it's football. So I can't influence the referee, and it was important that we showed a different Crystal Palace face in second half to get this point, and that's now what we have to build on and to be more consistent over the 90 minutes.
Thanks for joining us on 606.
Thanks so much, George. 08085 909693. Keep those calls coming in after the news on 5 Live with Dan Maudsley.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Thanks, Robbie. Lawyers representing 37 women who were allegedly raped or sexually assaulted by the late Harrods owner, Mohamed Al-Fayed, say they've received 150 new inquiries since a BBC documentary revealed allegations against him. The current owners of Harrods have urged women to get in touch to seek a settlement, but they've been criticised by Dean Armstrong KC, one of the barristers looking after the case.
It's particularly unacceptable for these incredibly courageous survivors who've had the courage to come forward and contribute to the programme on the BBC on Thursday. And for Harrods to say they are pursuing this effectively, certainly the inference is with expedition, I just candidly just not accept that.
A senior American official has warned there's an acute risk that the fighting between Israel and Lebanon could ignite a regional war. More than 30 people, including children, were killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Lebanese capital Beirut yesterday. Israel said it had targeted and killed a top Hezbollah military commander and 15 other members. Exchanges of fire between Israel and Hezbollah have continued today. Our correspondent Daniel De Simone is in Jerusalem.
The Israeli government has been speaking about a new phase in this war, talking about the war's centre of gravity moving north. They've moved a division of the Israeli army from its previous position focusing on Gaza to the north. So the whole trend this week is towards escalation. Just yesterday, according to the Israeli military itself, Hezbollah fired around 200 rockets into northern Israel. And Hezbollah has said that Hezbollah will not stop fighting Israel until Israel ceases its aggression in Gaza.
Hamas says at least 22 people have died in an Israeli strike on a former school in Gaza City. The Israeli military says it targeted a Hamas command room in the building. And Cornwall has been hit by large hailstones and lightning as a yellow weather warning for thunderstorms remains in place for parts of England and Wales. A further yellow weather warning for rain has been issued for tomorrow, covering Wales.